This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The European Union on Saturday welcomed the United States' lifting of sanctions imposed by former U.S. President Donald Trump on the International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor. Trump's top diplomat hit Fatou Bensouda and another senior court official with financial sanctions and visa bans last year after the prosecutor launched an investigation into alleged war crimes by U.S. military personnel in Afghanistan. New President Joe Biden's administration on Friday announced it was repealing the measures as it seeks a more cooperative approach on a dispute that has alienated allies. The EU's foreign policy chief said this step underlines the U.S.'s commitment to the international rules-based system. Mr. Biden's administration does, however, continue to oppose the Afghan probe, as well as a separate investigation into alleged war crimes in the Palestinian territories by U.S. ally Israel. Al-Shabaab Islamist fighters attacked two key military bases in Somalia on Saturday, detonating car bombs at both locations before engaging in an intense gun battle. This, according to an army official and witnesses. The attacks happened in the southern region of Lower Shabelle on two bases some 30 kilometers apart. Both are forward operating bases in the fight against the Islamist group. A Somali army general told reporters that the assailants tried to attack, but thanks to brave soldiers who knew about the tricks of the assailants, the militants were defeated and their wounded and dead bodies are strewn around. He added that the Somali army is in control of both locations. Al-Shabaab has been waging a long insurgency to unseat the internationally backed government in Mogadishu.